The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. When it was evening, the disciples of Jesus went down to the sea, embarked in a boat, and went across the sea to Capernaum. It had already grown dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea was stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. They wanted to take him into the boat, but the boat immediately arrived at the shore to which they were heading. The Gospel of the Lord. So if you look for a brief moment at the first reading this morning, having food banks and distributing food is not a new thing, and we read about that in the Acts of the Apostles this morning, where there were the Christian community, and that was part of it. They were looking after one another and taking care of one another. And that's what we are supposed to be doing too. It's not all about me or my salvation, but it's how we care for one another. And then we have the appointment of the first deacons, where the apostles picked seven men were chosen. Now, they weren't chosen by the bishop. They were chosen by the people. And that's very important to realize, that the people, and the same way in the beginning of the church, it was the people who chose the priests, the people who chose the bishops. So the people had a say in what went on. Today, we have no say. And so we're very far removed from where I think we ought to be, if that makes sense. I know that in many dioceses, somebody is appointed bishop and he comes from God knows where. Nobody knows anything about him. And he soon turns out not to be a good appointment for that diocese or for that archdiocese. But do the priests or the people have any say? Not at all. It was supposed to have changed after the Second Vatican Council, but it didn't. It didn't. And until the church wakes up and realizes that we're all part of the church, and we all need to have a say in what goes on in our communities and in our parish. That's very, 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 very important. And that's the way it began in the very, very beginning. And we need to go back there. We need to respect people more and listen to them. And take notice of what people are saying to us. That's very, 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 very important. One of the things that I did when I was pastor, I never made any decision in the parish without consulting the whole parish. So I didn't need committees. But what I did was, if we needed to change anything or do anything, on the Sunday, when most people were there at Mass, I would ask them at Mass, what do you think? And I'd let them ask me questions, And then I'd ask for a show of hands. Well, what do you think we ought to do? Who's for the change and who's against it? And it worked out very, very, very well. So nobody could actually come and say, well, why was this done? Nobody consulted me. Everybody was consulted. And it led to having an extremely happy, peaceful parish where everybody felt they were involved and everybody was happy.